then into the functional compartments that form from the somites. One last step, and then we're there for what happens to the somite. And here it is here. It's occurred later on, so our nervous system is formed. It forms as a simple tube, and we'll come back in the next lecture and talk about the development of the nervous system. And the last thing that happens with our somite is that it breaks apart. That epithelial organisation of the somite is lost. And so this ball disperses or spreads throughout the embryo. Once you've patterned what the structures are going to be, you've already established the types of cells they're going to form, and the somite now disperses. The sclerotome, and once again I'm only showing you one side, but that you'll have to imagine that the same thing's happening on the other side. This medial region of the somite engulfs the notochord, and the sclerotome forms the vertebral column, that is the vertebra and intervertebral discs. So the vertebra and intervertebral discs form from the sclerotome. The patterning of the vertebral column is slightly shifted. It's shifted half a somite, because each somite has to contribute both the vertebra and intervertebral disc. You get a shifting in the overall patterning when you establish the vertebral pattern. You'll come back and do this when we do musculoskeletal development. At this stage, remember that the sclerotome forms the vertebra and intervertebral disc.
Does the sclerotome engulf the notochord?
It does. And then become
the vertebral column?
It does. The notochord, in its future position anatomically, will lie in the centrum of the vertebral body. So when you're up there in gross anatomy and you see a little spot smack dab in the middle of the vertebral body, that's where the notochord lay.
Does that mean that the two sclerotomes are fused together?
They do. The somite, at the same segmental level from each side, the sclerotome will form the left and right half of the vertebral body and the left and right half of the intervertebral disc.
Sorry, so the notochord is just a dot, it's not the central canal?
No.
No.
Central canal lies within the neural tube.
Yeah, okay, so sclerotome engulfs the neural tube as well?
The sclerotome won't engulf the neural tube at this stage. If it did, my spinal cord would be a millimetre across, because it wouldn't be able to enlarge within the vertebral arch. The vertebral arch will grow much later on and engulf the neural tube, and even towards the fetal period, the vertebral arch remains unfused and has a ligament that joins the arch on the dorsal side. And this allows the spinal cord to continue to grow and the vertebral column expands around it. If we set a size at this early stage in development of the vertebral canal, then it would have no space to grow into. So the vertebral arch is flexible, has two cartilaginous projections that go back that are joined by a ligament, and that ligament allows flexibility of the arch to expand. So the spinous process forms much later on. It's neither bone nor cartilage nor any of these structures yet. It's still sclerotome. The differentiation of the bony component of the vertebral column occurs by the process of ossification. And that process follows on from cartilagenesis, which is the formation of cartilage. So all of those processes refer to musculoskeletal development, which once again I have to leave to a later lecture. So there's our sclerotome. What about the dermatome? Well, the dermatome, it also spreads out, and it spreads out underneath the ectoderm of the embryo. So underneath the skin, the epidermis, it will spread out dorsally and ventrally and spread through the entire skin. And the segmented pattern of the dermatome establishes the dermatomal pattern of innervation that we see for the sensory dermatomes you see on the skin, established within the embryo at this early stage in the segmentation pattern. So each segmented portion of innervation in the skin refers to a segmentation that was established back here from the somitogenesis, because this is where our segmented nerve is going to come out between each one of the vertebral bodies. What about the myotome? This little patch of cells just here is going to form skeletal muscle. It doesn't make smooth muscle. It doesn't make cardiac muscle. It makes skeletal muscle. This myotome has two halves to it, a dorsal half next to the dermatome, and these muscle cells will come around the dorsal side of the embryo, and from your gross anatomy, they form the group of muscles known as the apaxial muscle group. Erector spinae and things like that, the muscles around the back side of the embryo that regulate the vertebral column movement. The ventral half of the myotome, this portion just here, forms the muscle group which we call the hypaxial muscle. These are the three layers of the muscles around the anterior of the body, and will also, at the levels where the limb bud forms, migrate into the limb to form two muscle compartments for the flexors and extensors of the limbs. So the limb musculature comes from the hypaxial component of the myotome, which is derived from the dermomyotome, which comes from the somite, which comes from the paraxial mesoderm. We're getting a lineage of origin of these different tissues, and you can follow it through. So I mentioned to you the differentiation of the somites. If we look in the same stage embryo, but more cranially, this stage 13 in the fourth week of development, here's where the somite was, in this region here. So there's the neural tube. Here are the dorsal root ganglia. This is the heart. This pale staining region here are the two sclerotomes, the left and the right side sclerotome, around the notochord. Let's have a look at it here. So this is where the vertebral body is going to form, ventral to the spinal cord. The dermatome is this darkened region here and here. It hasn't yet spread around the ventral surface. It forms a dorsal ring originally of dermatome that spreads out underneath the epidermis. And the myotome, well, the myotome lies in this region here, and it's going to spread out throughout the embryo as well. But we can't see a somite there anymore. It's been lost. If we cut the embryo in half at that stage and look at it the other way, this is what it looks like. Here's the neural tube. So this is the same end-on look. The sclerotome is this region here, and the notochord is just lying just there on the ventral side of the neural tube. And this is the dermatome, and this is the myotome. So this is the dermomyotomal region just here. So there are our somites that are formed. And if we look within the embryo, from the outside now, you can actually see these through the thin epidermis. So each one of these regions here is a single somite on this side. So these are the segmented body plan established by the somites, visible on the surface, and as I said, right the way down towards the tail. Okay. What about the rest of the mesoderm? It's a shorter story. You won't have to take in as much for the rest of the mesoderm. At this stage, you okay? Right. At this stage, I just want you to remember where these are going to form into different structures. So the portion that lies outside of the paraxial mesoderm, this intermediate mesoderm here, this is going to form the kidneys. Kidneys are derived from the intermediate mesoderm. Urogenital structures form from this intermediate mesoderm region. And we'll come back and talk about kidney development in that lecture of systems later on. This leaves us with this large lateral plate region. And the lateral plate also differentiates, but it doesn't go through the same process of development like the somite. Something happens within this thick layer around the edge of the disc. And this is what happens. In the middle of this layer, oops, wrong way, isn't it? I want the picture, not the rest of the crap. In the middle of this lateral plate mesoderm, in this level here, smack dab in the middle of it, we begin to see small cavities form within the connective tissue layers. These small cavities, sometimes described as vacuolated spaces, form inside the mesoderm, in the middle of this layer. These small cavities enlarge and grow, but they don't grow upwards and they don't grow downwards, they grow around the edge of the disc. So let's go back to our earlier picture, somewhere back here. Let's go back to the lecture and see if I can find it. So here is our lateral plate, and these small cavities will form all around the outside, within the mesoderm, all the way around here. And the best way to describe the structure that's formed, because it's not continuous where the connecting stalk is a horseshoe-shaped structure which runs around the top of the embryonic disc and down the sides. So we end up with a single cavity that's like a shape of a horseshoe within the lateral plate. Because it lies inside the embryo, we call this cavity the intra-embryonic coelom, or the cavity within the embryo, the intra-embryonic coelom. And now we can update our cartoon to look like this. It now has, instead of a solid mass of mesoderm on the lateral plate, a cavity that split the lateral plate into two halves. And of course, embryologists can't leave anything alone without giving it a name. So let's give these two halves a name. The half which is closest to the ectoderm we describe as somatic mesoderm. The name we designed to confuse embryology students for the rest of their lives, because it sounds so much like somite, that in every exam that I get, there's one person who I have to go, oh no, you've made that mistake. And that is, this is somitic mesoderm here, this is somatic mesoderm here. Somatic mesoderm forms connective tissues of the body and will contribute to the connective tissues of the body structure. The cavity, the intra-embryonic coelom, is just that, a fluid-filled space separating the two halves of the lateral plate. Then we're left with the other half of the mesoderm closest to the endodermal layer, and we describe this as splanchnic mesoderm. Splanchnic mesoderm. No, mesoderm doesn't contribute any neural component at all. It's a connective tissue. It contributes connective tissues. The splanchnic mesoderm forms all of the connective tissues and smooth muscle of the gut tube. So the endoderm forms the epithelium. The splanchnic mesoderm wrapped around its outside will form the connective tissues and musculature. The mesentery, all of that will come from the splanchnic mesoderm. So this is associated with the gut tube, this is associated with the body wall. And this intraembryonic coelom, this cavity within the lateral plate mesoderm, will form the three major body cavities. It's initially a single cavity, a horseshoe shape, but when the embryo develops and folds and structures grow, those single cavity will be divided into three regions. So if I had that horseshoe-shaped cavity within me, here it is, like that, and as I grow the organs within there and the diaphragm differentiates, the first separation comes when the top of the embryo folds over and brings the heart down, and this partially separates the pericardial region, the top of the horseshoe, from the pleural region, the sides of the horseshoe. So this bit up here is the cavity around the heart. The lateral bits of our horseshoe, these two bits here remain separate from each other, and these form the two pleural cavities. Now, when the embryonic disc folded like this ventrally, it brings these two bottom ends of the cavity together around like this, around the ventral surface, and they fuse together to form the single peritoneal cavity. So the lower arms of our horseshoe fuse together to form a single cavity, the peritoneal space. So there, the three cavities form from this cavity here. This splanchnic mesoderm also has another major contribution of the first organ that forms in the fourth week. Any idea what that might be? The heart, yes. So the cavity that lies around it engulfs it, and we have a contribution from the mesoderm, and it's called the precordal mesoderm, precordal splanchnic mesoderm to give it its exact name, and there's where our heart is going to form. So this splanchnic mesoderm that lies above the notochord is going to form the heart. So now we've defined from all of these different parts of the initially unsegmented mesoderm entirely different organs and tissues that are going to form, but all of those organs and tissues will be derived from those smaller regions. So the vertebral column and intervertebral disc can only come from the sclerotome. No other contributions to it from other tissues. The intermediate mesoderm will contribute the kidneys and part of the genital system as well. And similarly, our smooth muscles and cardiac muscle is going to come from out here in the splanchnic mesoderm. Other connective tissues from the somatic mesoderm. This leaves us with just another group of connective tissues which I haven't talked about yet. And they're one of the other major systems that begin to form earlier on. And that's the differentiation of the blood vessels and blood. And it begins within this splanchnic mesoderm region here. Just as the heart formed in the cranial region, we have blood vessels begin to form within the mesoderm down the length of the embryo. And this will establish the beginning of the vasculature system within the embryo. So cavities will form in the splanchnic mesoderm. These will be the precursors to the development of blood vessels and blood. And blood vessels and blood are derived from the same region. They form little islands, and all of the cells on the outside of the island form the blood vessel, and all of the cells in the core form the blood cells. And our next lectures next week will be talking about the precursors of the vascular development and the development of blood. But that'll have to wait till next week. So what I'd like to do now is to show you in this table down here what's actually occurring when we look at the embryo itself in terms of the development of the mesoderm. So these have all been cartoons and cross-sections of the embryo, but what's it actually look like as we go through these times? Now, I mentioned to you in the practical classes, we divide all of the early development up into stages. These are historic classifications of the Carnegie stages. There are 23 of them shown here. And each stage covers a different time point in the first 8 weeks of development. So 23 Carnegie stages divide up the first 8 weeks of development, where fertilization starts at 1, and by stage 23 is the last embryonic stage. After that, you are a fetus. It covers most of the first trimester, is the easiest way to think about it clinically. So here we are. We started at stage 7, and this is what a stage 7 embryo looks like. This is an embryonic disc viewed from the side with a yolk sac and an amniotic sac. And it basically looks like a flat disc. Stage 7 was flat, and then when we get to the next stage, and here's what it looks like inside the implanted endometrium, so here's our embryonic disc, the yolk sac, the amniotic sac, the chorionic sac. And this is all of the development of the early placenta. So this is where placentation is occurring, just here. The uterine cavity is out here. Stage 8, we see that our disc now has folded. So we're still looking at the dorsal side of the embryo. Here's the primitive node down here, and the primitive streak. But we're now looking at what will be the ectoderm. So this is the cut edge of the amniotic sac around the outside here. And in the midline of the ectoderm is where our nervous system is going to form. We'll talk about that in the next lecture on Thursday. So now not a flat disc, the two edges have been folded around, and we're looking at the dorsal side of the embryo. On the other side would be the gut tube. And this is what it actually looks like. These are 1 millimetre, 2 millimetres. And this is a human embryo at this stage. You can see straight through it. It's so thin. So these layers that I've been talking about are not so thick that they're invisible to be not be able to see through. They're so small at this stage we can look straight through it and see the scale on the other side. Okay. And this is what a little bit earlier you can see the edges folding like that. There's the primitive streak, the connecting stalk region there. We go then to stage 9. Stage 9 is between 19 to 21 days, so it's getting to the end of the third week. And this is a lateral view of the embryo. So rather than looking on the dorsal side, this would be dorsal up here. We've once again cut away the amniotic sac. Let me show you in the big picture. Here's the cut edge of the amniotic sac, here, all the way around. This is the ventral side of the embryo. This is endoderm down here, where the yolk sac lies. This structure over here is the connecting stalk, and out this way would be where the placenta is. So the placental cord would be beginning to run in through this region. This dorsal region here is the ectoderm. And the ectoderm is thickened where the nervous system or the neural plate is forming. But still, just a flat disc with the edges folded around to grab part of this yolk sac ventrally. So by the end of the third week, we can see the beginning of structures forming in the ectodermal layer, forming the neural plate. And then when we get to stage 10, this is what a stage 10 human embryo looks like. There's the yolk sac on this side, the connecting stalk, the dorsal side, the neural plate. This is a millimeter scale bar, so we're still down here at just over 2 millimeters. There's the cranial end, the body, the tail, and where the placenta would be. This is the yolk sac on the ventral side. And if you look at it in the scanning electron microscope, this is what it looks like. This is the neural plate beginning to fold. This is where the heart is forming here. The brain will be forming in this region. But where are these wonderful somites I keep talking about? Well, on the surface views, we can't see the somites terribly easily. But in the bright field picture here, this is the view from the dorsal side, and here are a pair of somites on either side of where the notochord is, and this is the neural plate above it in the ectoderm. So we can look through the embryo at this stage and see the first somites, second pair, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the next somite will form here, then the next pair. So this is a 5-somite pair stage. Later in development, the first somite is the first one to disperse, and the first somite spreads up into the cranial region and will contribute structures in the head. So the first somite has a contribution to the head region. The rest of the somites will form the vertebral elements of the length of the body. A little bit later in the same stage, we can now see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pairs of somites clearly visible here. Notice that they're exactly paired with each other, and this is the cranial end of the embryo and this is the caudal end of the embryo. We'll come through this again in the lab. And you can see the pairs running down the length of the embryo. By the time we get to stage 11, here's a stage 11 embryo, viewed from the side. Here are our somites down the length of it here. We've got many more somites, so if you look at once again at the bright field picture of what this embryo looks like down the bottom here, this is a lateral view. There's a pair of somites here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, so on. So this is an older embryo than the previous one because it has more somites. We can't easily see the intermediate mesoderm or the lateral plate mesoderm because they're not substantial features. In the cartoons, I made them look like they were quite significant, but the epithelial balls of the somites are the most apparent structures we can see within the embryo at this stage. And I'll just finish up by getting to the last stage I want to show you, which is somewhere here. So on the surface of the embryo, looking at it from the back, this is a dorsal view of the embryo at this stage in development. And you can now see the pairs of somites on the surface. So these form actual bulges on the surface of the embryo at this stage. And this structure lying between each one of the somites is the developing nervous system. So in the lecture on Thursday, we'll next look at the ectoderm and what happens to it in the third to fourth week as it forms the early structures of the nervous system. And once again, it'll only be the early features. We'll come back and revisit nervous system development with Professor Ashwell, who'll cover late embryonic development of the nervous system. I'll finish.